We're talking about the Fulton Center in Lower Manhattan. There's a mall inside. The operator says crime has gotten so bad there, they are breaking the lease and closing down shops. But the MTA says, not so fast.
So this here is one of the newest malls in New York City. It opened just 10 years ago, cost over $1 billion to build, but now it's closing because of crime.
From smash and grabs to mobs of thieves, retail theft is rampant.
The shops are supposed to be part of Fulton Center's appeal, but something's happened. Most of the shops are gone.
Shoplifters are unafraid when they come to the stores. They feel it's their right to take whatever they want.
It's a beautiful place, but it could be a little more well-kept.
Homelessness is part of the reason that Westfield, the mall operator, wants out.
Yeah, I guess the homeless issue can become an issue at some point because of how, like, mental health is kicking in.
When we catch someone shoplifting and we call the police, it's a very slow response, and it's very difficult to detain someone because we don't want to have an altercation at the store.
The MTA is the landlord here. Its leaders told us they have confidence in the NYPD to deal with the crime, and they want Westfield to stay put.
So this billion-dollar facility is about to turn into an abandoned symbol of urban decay. And there's actually a SWAT team walking into the building right now. But what nobody's talking about is that if this facility isn't safe, no business in the area is safe because the city owns this place, they control the police, and if they can't keep the criminals out of here, your business doesn't stand a chance either. And once this place shuts down, it could have massive ramifications, not just for the immediate neighborhood, but for the entire city. But before we get into what the closure of this state-of-the-art facility means and the real reasons why it's actually happening, it's important to understand that not only is allowing out-of-control crime a bad decision on the part of the city, building this facility may have been a massive mistake from the very beginning, and it may have been doomed from the onset, which means it never should have been put here. But apparently, the city thinks it's possible to save what's left of this place, which is why the police are now on site. But as you can see from all the empty businesses, it might not matter.
Metro Transit Authority in New York City is suing mall giant Westfield after the company stopped all operations at the Fulton Center in Lower Manhattan. Westfield saying it's because of crime and quality of life concerns.
So, as you can see from the barriers and the stores that are closed, the operator of this mall, Westfield, a national mall operator, has shut down and is ending their operation here.
And most of the kiosks are closed. You'd expect these places to be open right now.
That's actually an eviction notice right there. Haagen-Dazs got kicked out.
Find me another Haagen-Dazs where they get evicted for not paying rent. And if you look up here, the entire upstairs is not being leased. Look at this. All this space. Nothing going on. And worst of all, on the other side of these ropes, look at that. The bathrooms, they are shut down. That's how you know a place is closing, when there's no bathroom.
But it's not just out-of-control crime that's causing this place to shut down. The operator also alleges that the city was a total slumlord. And although the operator has a 20-year lease with this facility, they're trying to pull out ahead of schedule. And the whole construction of this place was a disaster from the get-go, and it was sadly finished 11 years behind schedule. And the operator asked for a rent reduction in court because the building wasn't delivered as promised.
And believe it or not, they won a $13 million judgment against the city and continued to operate.
But that was 2018, and since then things have gotten a lot worse.
The shops are supposed to be part of Fulton Center's appeal. Retail upstairs, a transit hub that services 8 subway lines down below. But something's happened. Most of the shops are gone. Some now filled.
So as you can see, the city's crime wave problems are kind of magnified by what's going on in here. And that's because this is a major transportation hub. And not only is crime a big problem down here in the subway, it's an even bigger problem for the mall because they're not able to rent their stores. And if they can't rent their kiosks because nobody feels comfortable operating them, it means the company Westfield that operates this place isn't going to make enough money to pay their bills with the city, who's their landlord. And you'd think with all the foot traffic here, somebody would want these places. But look, they're all empty except for one. And the shoeshine guy is open. God bless him. But as you're about to see, the design of this building is why it has such a crime problem.
And it's pretty surprising that nobody realized this before building this place.
It's a beautiful place, but it could be a little more well-kept.
Homelessness is part of the reason that Westfield, the mall operator, wants out. Its leaders say crime is also a big issue. So much so that some shop owners aren't renewing leases, others breaking them early.
Yeah, I guess the homeless...
So this is a beautiful building, but
there's a lot of what almost seems like unnecessary open space. Maybe that's just the way transit centers are designed.
But it's actually more than that with this building. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 exits all here at street level. And that basically limits the businesses that can be here to just food. Because if you're selling physical products in a city where there's a massive shoplifting problem, anyone who steals something can escape right there. And that might be why a lot of these places are boarded up. And even this one that has a kitchen, you can see they've got the art pieces in here. I mean, it looks good for an empty storefront, but it's still an empty storefront. And another big problem is that because there's a subway terminal in here, that means that this place has to be a 24/7 facility. And it's the busiest train station in Lower Manhattan. And what that means is even though you have private businesses in here, the place is always open, it's never closed, and folks are in here after hours. On top of that, subway crime has exploded in recent weeks, so much so that the National Guard has been deployed at several subway stations, including this one, making the standout feature of this place that it is a transportation hub. The reason there's so much crime in here, these businesses can't operate. And when you combine that with New York's soft on crime policies, you've got a recipe for disaster, which is exactly what we're witnessing.
Wednesday, we saw homeless advocates near the turnstiles. The MTA is a landlord here. Its leaders told us they have confidence in the NYPD to deal with the crime, and they want Westfield to...
So, as you can see, you've got a lot of trains flowing right through the center of this facility. This is the entrance. 8 of the trains are here, the other 2 are down the hall. And the subway trains, they're the wild card feature that was either gonna make this place or break this place. And we already know how this has turned out. But in a perfectly crime-free city with no problems in the subway or on the streets, the foot traffic from all these train lines would be an asset to all of these businesses. But the crime is so bad, we've got the National Guard patrolling certain subways. We've got police all over the place. There's a big surge right now trying to bring it under control. Not to mention, there's a lot of crime going on in the actual terminals on the actual trains, and instead of paying foot traffic flowing from the subway to the businesses that are here, you have a situation where crime comes out of there and gets in here. And when you look at headlines like this that are taking place in the subway, how is a business going to operate in this kind of environment? And if the environment's not pleasant, people aren't going to come in here and eat lunch, which is why these restaurants are all in the process of shutting down. And this is what happens when the only foot traffic you attract is negative foot traffic. In a perfect world, things would be different, but given the current lay of the land, I don't think what we're watching here is surprising. And now we're in a situation where the landlord is essentially overcharging for the market value of this space. Businesses are closed because they're not able to operate and make any money, therefore the person renting it isn't able to pay their rent on time. The whole thing's a disaster. They're gonna have to cancel the lease. That's what every business does when they can't make their rent. They say, we're gonna cancel, we're gonna pull out, we're gonna shut down. But crime's made it difficult for this place to turn a profit.
So the transit system is suing. The lawsuit filed in federal court last month says that the agency will face irreparable injury if Westfield abandons the Fulton Center, saying that hurts the MTA, retail operators, and the public. The lawsuit includes a letter.
So, yes, a city with businesses shutting down, that does hurt the general public. But you know what else hurts the city? Crime.
And I'm not trying to defend the billion-dollar megacorporation Westfield that operates this place. Yes, they're filthy rich.
But like any business, they got into a situation expecting a premises that was fully complete on day one, that would be safe and free from crime so that they could rent out the other spaces for a set amount of money, which isn't happening, and that's why they're pulling out. But what's fascinating, and what nobody's talking about, is that down the street, Westfield owns another mall. But the one big difference is that although the city manages this facility, they have nothing to do with the other one that doesn't have any of these problems.
Operates the mall inside the Oculus, which is another transit hub. The MTA also tells us in the wake of 9/11, Fulton Center was a centerpiece of redevelopment in Lower Manhattan.
So, interesting thing about the Oculus, it's also a shopping center, and it connects to the same trains that go to the Fulton Center. And because they're connected, it's very strange that this place looks totally different from that place.
Especially when you consider that the same tenant is renting out this place as well.
But before we uncover why these two places have very different futures ahead of them,
it's important to understand that although the MTA says the Fulton Center is a piece of New York City's 9/11 9/11 redevelopment history, this place is the exact same thing to a much greater extent. Just look at the interior. It's incredible.
And the outside of it kind of looks like a skeleton for some reason. And the Oculus is actually across the street from the 9/11 memorial. That's where all of these people are heading.
We're right next to the Freedom Tower.
And this building also serves as a transit hub for traffic from New Jersey.
And here's where things get interesting. The designer of this facility is actually the Westfield, who is also the mall tenant. And not only did they have a hand in designing the mall portion of this facility, they were renting the prior facility since back in 1975.
Which means this place was specifically designed to make money. And it also includes some design choices that make it basically impossible for crime to occur here like it does down the street.
Even though it's connected to the exact same subway station. So these doors right here behind me, these are the first big difference between how the subway works at this station and the Fulton Center. And even though these two stations are connected, this one does not have the same feel to it as the Fulton Center does. I'll explain what I mean.
On one end of the station, you've got the number one train, and then all the way at the other end, you've got the R and the W, and then you can connect to the Fulton Center itself.
And this is essentially a much more isolated location than the Fulton Center, which lets you off kind of right in the middle of downtown, steps from Wall Street. And believe it or not, that few block difference makes a big difference. People don't have the same reason to come here as they do the Fulton Center.
On top of that, all the little kiosks here are open and flourishing. I don't remember seeing a piano at the Fulton Center. You can see how something like this would be a magnet for shoplifters if we weren't in a secure area, but you don't have mass crime being committed across from the Apple Store.
And the Apple Store here is the bottom level and the top level, so it's two floors. This is not the kind of place that could exist across the street.
And this is also one of the few New York City transit locations where you've got New Jersey traffic,
which makes this an interstate transit hub. And that means the way that it is policed has nothing to do with the New York City Police Department, which is also somewhat of a crime deterrent in its own right. So, the police force responsible for this facility is the Port Authority Police, not the New York City Police. Now, it's not that one is better than the other, but they do have different budgets. Right now, the NYPD has a lot of staffing shortages. Last year, there were some budget cuts that negatively affected how well they're able to do their jobs.
But the Port Authority Police operate in New York and in New Jersey, and they do not get their funding from the city, which means if the city has budget problems, it doesn't affect them. In fact, even though this facility is in New York and connects to the New York subway, it is not owned by New York City. It's owned by the Port Authority, so the landlord is different, which is why, even though the tenant's the same, they're having a very different experience here. And what most people don't know is that the Port Authority Police Department is actually pretty big. They've got about 2,000 officers, and their job is to oversee transportation infrastructure that traverses New Jersey and New York.
And even though they have to obey the same laws as the New York City Police, and their arrest process is not any different, the leadership is different, and many people blame the city's leadership for a lot of the crime problems that are happening.
So you've got different foot traffic all together, along with a mix of tourists, and an entirely different police force that handles this facility.
A police force without funding problems or budget cuts. Plus, this place was designed by the tenant who ended up renting it, which is why they signed a 99-year lease on this facility. And although there are some empty storefronts, these are in a very out-of-the-way part of the station over by the New Jersey trains, but all of the spots in the center of the facility by the impressive view and the windows,
these are pretty much all leased out, which is a lot different than the Fulton Center, where you see empty storefronts immediately after walking in.
And whereas the NYPD tends to shift its resources around to where the greatest need is because they're understaffed, the Port Authority Police, they're always here. And what's also interesting is that since this place was designed by the group who was going to rent it and use it to make money, a lot of what you see in here feels happier, friendlier, and much more inviting.
Almost as if it was designed to succeed from the very beginning with a very specific purpose in mind.
Do you notice how everything here is white and it's well lit and it just seems like a happy environment?
Well, that's because this place was designed as a shopping mall and not a subway station. And these luxury brands aren't trying to put their business in a subway terminal. In fact, if this place didn't look and feel luxurious, it wouldn't be able to attract this type of tenant in the first place. And that's because while at the Fulton Center, the goal is to force subway traffic from the center of the building through the exits, here subway traffic is relegated to the sides of the facility, and you have to go out of your way to get to the subway if you're already inside here.
So at one place, the subway is in the way and part of the problem, but here it's out of sight, out of mind. And those big glass doors that you have dividing the mall from the subway, even though they're never closed, they have a lot to do with why it feels so separate.
And this also has a major effect on crime. If that's where your escape is,
how are you going to shoplift from a store at the opposite end of this place?
Look, you've got the up escalator and the set of stairs, but you don't have 10 escalators all right next to each other like you do at the Fulton Center. You just have this one way up, one way down.
And that's because malls are designed to trap you inside, so you spend as much money as possible. At the Fulton Center, they want to move you from where you get off the train to the street as quickly as possible. The design accomplishes that, but it's not well suited to leasing out or having luxury brands inside.
And if you want to get up here to where the street is, and you're down here where the walkway is inside the store,
you're going to have to go all the way around and find an exit.
And look at this exit. No escalators, just a set of nice looking marble steps.
And then when you finally do get to the top,
there's another escalator and another set of steps.
And there's police.
And what that basically means is if you're going to try and steal something, getting out of here is going to be an absolute nightmare because the building is designed to keep you inside as long as possible.
But what's fascinating is that these two places were both built right around the same time, and they ended up being so different once they were completed.
And even though obviously one is working out way better than the other, the city in building the Fulton Center probably didn't predict that crime would rise to the levels that it's at now and become totally uncontrollable. But even though the Fulton Center's closure could lead to increased theft and shoplifting at the stores that surround it,
that crime spillover may not occur here to the same degree at all.
And that's why it makes it look like the Fulton Center's design from the get-go was just a bad idea. The design itself doesn't attract high-value tenants, which means every commercial space inside the Fulton Center was never going to get the same dollar amount that the commercial spaces here inside the Oculus were eventually going to get. Apple will pay millions for a store, but they're not going to pay thousands of dollars for a store, save a whole bunch of money, and then be proud of themselves. No, they want the best store they can get, and that store is here, not over there. And when the Fulton Center was designed, it wasn't made by the developer who was then going to turn around and lease the place out. No, they hired an architect to make something that looked impressive. And it does look impressive. I'm not hating on the design. It's very beautiful, but it's not really functioning as an income-producing asset for the city. It's just a transit hub. And if the city is broke and they want to make transit hubs, maybe they shouldn't make them look like art pieces for billions of dollars that then can't be rented out to future tenants. And what we essentially wind up with at the Fulton Center is a facility that costs a ton of money to maintain and doesn't earn that same amount of money back, making its existence unsustainable.
And if you look at most subway terminals, they are just a hole in the ground that leads to the train. We're not exactly talking about luxury real estate down here, which almost makes it look like the city had zero business building a luxury real estate asset.
And that's what the Fulton Center is, but the city's running it the same way they run their other property, which looks like this,
and is covered with peeling paint. Just look at the tile in here. Man, the subway is in rough shape.
And that's why it looks like the Fulton Center was doomed from the very beginning, when it was decided that it was going to be built as something other than an access point for the subway, which essentially means that its standout design feature, direct access to the subway, is also the reason that it's shutting down. But will its shutdown contribute to more store closures and more crime in the immediate area now that it's gone and now that criminals need a new target? Let me know what you think. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next video.